You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So in my reading last week, I came across an article about a new, let's say, a very non-conventional way of getting a promotion is the way they put it. And I thought, well, I guess there are promotions that come without a raise. We've seen that plenty of times, even in this business. And I know with our listeners, regardless of what business they're in, you probably have seen people who are like, well, I got a new title. Did you get any money with that? No, but I got a new title.
Right.
Yeah, new business cards.
But I think most times that you get a promotion, it does come with a bump in pay. So they're saying there's a new way of thinking about trying to get a raise. I like to consider this almost a secret weapon that a lot of people don't know about. Might really open some eyes this morning for people.
Threaten? Is it threats involved?
Does it wear a tight blouse?
You know, it's funny that you use the
doesn't
word.
Doesn't work for me, Emily.
Girl, you're just not trying hard enough.
Hike him up. It's that third nipple.
Yeah.
It's funny that you use the word threaten because that is in the traditional list of ways of trying to go about getting that word.
Right.
But the exact opposite. Let me give you the traditional ways first.
Okay.
For people who've never really thought about this, quickly, here in a nutshell are the ways that they say are the best ways to go about getting a bump in pay. One, practice salary negotiations, like with a friend or somebody.
Okay.
I got to tell you, there's a very funny scene in a very funny movie called Defending Your Life. It's a Meryl Streep movie. And Albert Brooks is practicing with his wife on how to get a raise. And he's like, you play the part of my boss. She's like, I don't want to do this. This is stupid. He goes, no. He goes, you're going to offer something. And I'm going to say, no, I can't work for less than blah, blah, blah. So he makes her sit down at their kitchen table. And she has to be the tough boss. And he practices his negotiation. And they say that in real life, that can work.
Okay.
Sure.
Get a friend.
I see that. Yeah. It's just, you got to pick the right
friend.
You
need a money buddy.
I can't do that with Jeremy.
Money buddy.
Money buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
They say start on a positive note. When you go in and ask for a raise, you start off by saying, I've really enjoyed working here. I found my projects very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I think the scope of my work has expanded quite a bit.
Our covered parking is what I would say.
Exactly.
Right. That's a perk.
We used to not have covered parking.
No, that's a huge perk here.
They say to be very specific because people are like, I want a raise. Well, they say a better way would be to say, you know, after a lot of research, I feel like I've contributed to this company and I would like for you to consider an increase, annual increase of $5,000 to $7,000.
Okay. And you got to kind of know what's going on in the market, what other people in your field are making.
You got to look at the specs.
You're like, it's been 14 months since my salary is last reviewed. I'd greatly appreciate your consideration.
Or 12 years, either way. Keep going.
These two go together. Don't be aggressive. Okay. You can be firm, but not aggressive, and don't threaten your employer.
Ah.
Because a lot of people are, and they don't mean
choke
like,
him out.
They don't say,
leave the Glock in the truck, Jeremy. Right.
I'm not going to punch you in the face. It's not that kind of threat.
I'm more of a Ruger guy.
You know, the people are like, hey, you know, if you don't give me this raise, I'm going to leave. Or, you know, I've been contacted by other people.
Right.
Right. Don't play hard to get. It's a job, not a date.
Well, they say so many times, and you know, Jane, who used to be on this show, told me a classic story one time about how she told her boss, general manager of radio station, she said, you know, there are other radio stations that want me. If you don't give me this raise, I'll be out the door. And the boss was like, all right, well, send me a postcard.
Adios.
And
don't let her go. Door split you or she, hit you where the good Lord split you.
And she sat on the beach for like 2 or 3 months and called that same boss back and said, look, I'm sorry. Can I come back? And they hired her back. But the boss was like, don't try that junk on me.
At less pay probably too.
Right. Well, she had a great tan, though.
There's one here that says be patient because, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of time. But the last one I think is pretty strong. They said don't share your sob story. So many people, and I remember when I was a hiring and firing guy at a radio station, so many people would sit down and say, look, my rent's gone up. I've got this. I've got child care to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't bring that up. They say stick to your accomplishments and the value that you add to the company. I think all that's solid. Right. Are we all good with that?
I'm good.
Make yourself as valuable as possible.
I cannot preach that enough, Emily.
I know. I wrote in my diary.
It's in her journal. It's on her vision board.
It really does. It's what I tell young people when I go speak at schools. I'm like, just make yourself valuable. Here's the unconventional one. I want you to think about this. It's a new study from Harvard, even. And at Harvard, they found that being funny at work is one of the best ways to get a promotion.
So, yeah, people like you around. You're kind of a morale booster. Well,
get a load of this, Jeremy. Oh, they say... They say that being funny at work makes people believe that you're more capable than you actually are.
Nailed it.
Oh, smoke and mirrors. Nailed
it. It's totally smoke and mirrors, Emily. It's like a fake it till you make it kind of thing. You're funny, people somehow subconsciously think you're more capable and you have more skills. I guess because you're making them laugh, you're making them feel good.
Yes, right. You clearly have time to sit around and make jokes.
Farting around
because you're
with your
so
coworkers.
Good at your job. You finished your job 10 minutes ago. You've been writing material.
I have nailed this. I'm the funny guy around the office after the show.
Yeah, you're
but right. I can barely remember what floor we're on sometimes when I get here to work.
this is where it backfires for Jeremy.
Uh-oh.
Because you're a funny guy.
Sure.
But they say that it all depends on whether or not the funniness that you're doing, the humor, is, quote, appropriate for the workplace.
Oh, no, I'm appropriate.
And Jeremy's so often inappropriate around here.
No, I'm not.
No, he's appropriate. He's mean sometimes.
People say jerk rather than funny.
Yeah, being like,
jerk. Stop being a jerk.
He'll tell a joke and like nailed one person it. Out yeah, of the four sure, Chris. Are like, oh.
So now
you're
here's
being a jerk.
Here's my follow-up question for the panel. Do you believe that somebody can learn to be funny? Because I read this story. And even look at the headline. It says, being funny at work might get you a promotion. That's the headline. And the first thing that popped into my head when I read that was, I'm of the school that you're either born with that gene or you're not.
Agreed.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
I don't think you can read a book on how to be funny. I think you either naturally are gifted with that. It's like your height. You either got it or you don't. Mm-hmm, some people are 5'2", some are 6'2".
Yeah.
Some people are brown-eyed, some people are green-eyed. I think some people are funny.
It's how you're wired.
Some people are not.
Well,
how you can look
that
at situations and get the humor out of it.
Yeah, don't you think people
serious?
Have other different types of sense of humor? Like some
well, sure,
people think
dry,
Jeremy's
there's
funny.
There's slapstick. There's
yeah,
joke
some people
guy.
Think he's a jerk. Some people like prank falls, and some people find that sure, yawn city.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you can't, everybody yeah, but still can't teach any of it. It. Like no matter what kind of sense of humor you have, that's what
I think everybody has a sense of humor. I think what? That if you're confident enough to express it out loud, a lot of shy people might be like, oh, I have a funny thing in my head, but they will never say it out loud because they think people will roll
I would
their
have
eyes
to respectfully
or
disagree.
Really?
I think most people have at least some form of a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
But I strongly believe that there's a certain percentage of people walking around who have no sense of humor at all. I mean, they are just
looking to be offended,
yes,
seeing
they're
the bad and everything.
Gotcha. They're stony face. They're either angry. Yeah. They got a chip on their shoulder.
Oh, gosh.
Nothing entertains them.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a guy this weekend, and I was just trying to get I was interviewing him, and I was trying to get just, like, something, you know? And I would be like, I was talking, like, I would ask, like, goofy questions, and every single thing I threw out, like, came a very, like, logical, realistic answer. Like, he didn't pick up on anything.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you can't squeeze blood from a stone with certain humans.
So that's what I worry about with this story is I worry that some people are going to read this and they're going to say, oh, no, I got to go try to be funny at work. And they're going to just bomb.
I'm going to go tell some Chris Rock.
They're Googling good jokes on Google right now.
So here's the way I looked at this, because I am not a funny person, but I have an extremely strong sense of humor. So I don't walk into a room and say funny things and make people laugh. But I got a great sense of humor, and I love to laugh, and I like to play along with stuff, and I do love the pranks and stuff like that. So I'm wondering if you've just got a really keen sense of humor, if that would be as strong as being the, quote, funny person at work.
With the boss for a raise, you mean.
Yeah, but if you have a strong sense of humor and you're still not in a setting where there is any humor to be able to play off of it, then no, I don't think that's going to do you any good.
Well, that's a fair point.
Right, yeah. Good point.
Yeah. If your boss has zero humor.
Right. Then it's kind of like
you
can't laugh at that. However, I have a trick that the humor does not ever need to come into play.
You have a trick?
Yes, I've been listening to some podcasts and TED Talks. Like, TED Talks have completely changed my life. And this psychiatrist, her name is Amy Cuddy. She did a TED Talk about essentially faking it till you make it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, kind of influencing yourself from the outside in. And she talks, her TED Talk was about the power pose. And this sounds a little silly, a little sill.
Tell me the power pose.
So you go into, you need some privacy. So perhaps you go into the bathroom, you know, and you it's a certain pose. So you have to stand there almost like.
Wait a minute, let me stop you. Is this a pose that you use when you're trying to get a raise?
No, you have to do it before said raise. You don't do this pose in front of everybody. That you do this for you.
Yeah,
you do the power pose for you. Okay. So you go into perhaps you close the door to your office. You make sure you go into the bathroom. It's all you. It's just you.
Got it.
Hopefully looking in a mirror.
I gotta know this pose.
You gotta Peter Pan it, kids. You gotta Peter Pan it. Okay. So you gotta stand there with your feet almost like shoulder width apart. Okay. You gotta put your shoulders back. Ladies, boobies out, you know, head high. Imagine that there's almost like a string coming all the way through your spine and just holding you up. Hands on hips.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan it.
Peter Pan it.
Is that what they used to call arms akimbo?
I do not know.
It is.
So you, well, Peter Pan it. More people know. So
what
you stand
they
there.
Call awkward when arms your coworkers walk in.
Yes, hopefully you lock the door to the bathroom.
So hands on hips, yep. Elbows bowed outward,
and you
gotta, it says.
And you look at yourself, and they 2 minutes. 2 minutes you have to hold this pose.
Why is the hands on hips such a powerful?
Because confident.
It's
yeah.
it's confidence.
You're
it's
taking on the world.
Power. And her argument, her studies have shown that there is actually a hormonal change in your body chemistry. It causes you to be more confident and feel in command. So before you go in for a stressful evaluation or any of this jazz, you do this.
I'd rather stand there in the meeting.
It helps influence from the outside in, so that on the inside you're feeling more confident. And I mean, you're not going to know anymore or be more valuable just because you have this confidence. But the confidence will help in going in and you know before you go get a raise.
And then second star to the right and straight on until morning.
Until morning. Yep.
Mm.
And tell a joke.
And tell a joke. You know what I notice all the time is that men and women stand with arms akimbo differently. If you ever...
Emily, I feel like you have your fists clenched when you're doing that.
I do my fists and I do like knuckles to the hips. Should we take a picture so people see like how we're doing this?
Well, there's hands on hips, elbows pointed out, whatever.
So Dom is actually holding his hips with his fingers and I have the fists on the hips.
Yeah, fists. So if you look around, though, just on the sly, you'll see that in my experience, men stand, when they're like this, with the thumb backwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like towards the back. Women stand with hands on hips more often with their thumbs forward.
Huh.
Well,
that's not
that's
comfortable.
Uncomfortable.
It's not comfortable for you, but I see it. Just watch.
How often are women standing around?
You
got to
be stealthy, and they have their thumbs more forward. Men have thumbs back.
I feel like thumbs forward is a disciplinarian.
Yeah, like you're yelling at your kids.
Yeah, like you're yelling, like and elbows back, thumbs forward.
I feel it's like
thumbs.
That's more like my sciatica hurts. Oh, God, I got it. My thumbs are on my back
from carrying all those babies.
Well, look, we all learned stuff this morning. This is a very educational show.
Peter Pan it, kids.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.